Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hi, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD or iHeart. Thanks for downloading this podcast. Please do download and rate us. The stories this week, great stories, wellness foreplay. There's an age breakthrough on mitochondria and stem cells. And yes, age may be a factor in cancer skin treatments going forward. Well Beyond Wellness segment, Ed preserving hysterectomy raises heart risk later in life, and more immediately for older folk, starting a new COPD inhaler, you know, an asthma inhaler or a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease inhaler, increases your heart attack risk. Why and what can do about it? The Ad Omegas. Booze may help or harm your heart, but income matters. Why is it that lower income people have more alcohol damage than upper income people? And what we know about how alcohol damages stem cells and increases cancer risk. It decreases heart attack risk if you're above a certain income level. We'll tell you what that is, but increases cancer risk at all income levels. The Ad Omegas. What is this about E. coli and lettuce? And why? What should you do about it? The Wellness Foreplay. Antioxidants that you take don't ease muscle soreness after exercise. What can you do about it? We'll tell that too. And cotton swabs are still a major cause of eardrum perforations. The Well Beyond Wellness, a popular sugar additive that you can avoid, fuels the spread of a superbug inside you. And clickbait ads are tied to teen smoking. But what about that popular superbug? Well, we'll talk to James Murphy from UC San Diego, a radiation oncologist, about aggressive surgery for lung cancer. But coming up in 2 weeks, we'll be talking with Kirhan Krishnan, who's the chief scientific officer at Just Thrive Probiotic. But his groundbreaking research is important in showing that probiotics can decrease leaky gut syndrome. We'll get there in a few minutes. Let's go and talk. And by the way, the guest segment's coming up next week, the Mind Diet from Martha Morris. This week, UC San Diego radiation oncologist, unusual for a radiation oncologist to say this, but he believes that aggressive surgery is best for lung cancer. We'll find out. 2 weeks from now, the longevity diet, Walter Longo, superb work. Let's go and get to the key points. The key point first, yes, there's an embryonic gene switch. What do we mean by that? Well, just imagine if you could take your stem cells from fat or wherever and revert them to embryonic cells and then put them in your heart or your brain and regrow heart problems that you had or brain areas that were involved in a stroke or regrow a new kidney or a new knee. That's what this work has shown, that they now know. This is really groundbreaking work. Two groups did it this week, but they now know how to revert what we call the pluripotent stem cells into embryonic, and that will allow us to grow just about any organ. This is a real breakthrough, and I don't want to minimize it. Two different groups did it, published in two different papers. It's turning off the fifth part of the energy transfer chain in the mitochondria. And by turning off that fifth part, the cell thinks it is in utero and becomes an embryonic stem cell again. Really groundbreaking work. The next story I wanted to talk about, and we're doing a couple in time, is that, in fact, this type of work looking at age may change the treatment of cancers. Because you don't want a cancer, you don't want to let a cancer, for instance, a skin cancer, you cut it out, and cutting it out, you know, 60% of people get rid of it, but 30% of it still have a residual. and they're the ones who get chemotherapy and all the therapies on skin cancer. Well, right now, the docs are saying, well, if you're 70 or 80 and you're going to die of something else, why bother treating it? The reason to bother treating it now is important because we could revert your whole body to a much younger person so that you have the energy level of someone half as old as you are. And that's what's happening. So don't accept partial treatments if you're, in my mind, going to get treated for anything. Egg-preserving hysterectomy, that is, cutting out the uterus but saving the ovaries, still comes up with heart risks later. That is, these people, these women who had their uterus cut out, somehow we used to think preserving the ovaries was a good thing. It is, but the uterus somehow communicates with this and turns off your ovaries in some way, or turns off the protections you have. That's a long-term problem. Short-term, if you need a new inhaler, you increase your risk of heart attack. What does that mean? It means you've got to be very careful when you get a new asthma inhaler or a new chronic obstructive pulmonary disease inhaler, to use it very judiciously and to make sure if you have chest pain or something else that you respond to that with appropriate caution and going and talking to your doctor or your emergency room. Interesting study on a totally different subject, on alcohol. Alcohol, as you know, has what we call a J-shaped curve. The risk for dying at the high part of the J, the first part of the J, is greater than the mortality rate if you have a little alcohol every day. That's the low part, or the curved part of the J. And then the second straight part, going upward, is the more you drink, the higher your risk of dying. With about three drinks, 3 to 4 for men, 2 to 3 for women, being the equal point of you can drink and not increase your risk. But that's only true in this study of 200,000 people in Norway, and they recorded everything over in 200,000 people, 208,000 people actually, over 30 years. They found out that below a certain income level, alcohol harmed an increased risk of dying at any age. And what was the reason? Well, we think it is because although we don't have great enough data on their exact diets, they ate a lousy diet, didn't get enough vitamins, and that caused them to have heart risk at any age from any amount of alcohol. Alcohol, we learned, also damages your stem cell DNA, and that's why it increases cancer risk. It turns out that the stem cells that we have in every organ get damaged from a little alcohol, and that increases the cancer risk. Couple more interesting stories. What about E. coli and lettuce? Well, it's an old story. The last group of people in the United States that came down with a problem from it, from this outbreak from a farm in Puma, Arizona, was on December 8th. In Canada, December 12th, 40 people severely hospitalized or ill and hospitalized. One death in the United States, one death in Canada, some at a fast food restaurant, some from prepared food at a supermarket, some from lettuce they took home, it appears. The key point is wash your lettuce. Wash your lettuce. Now, what can you do if you're in a fast food restaurant where you can't do much? But everybody else can really wash it well. And that means put it in a colander, you know, one of those spinners, spin it 3 times with a lot of water, get everything wet, get rid of the stuff on the lettuce. And that should help. But this is an old story. Another thing to help, make sure you put all your produce, and by the way, wash all your produce, but make sure you put all your produce on the top shelf of your grocery cart. Put the meat and chicken and stuff that can drip on it with bad stuff on the bottom. But washing is key. Antioxidants don't ease muscle soreness after exercise. So, in fact, they inhibit your beneficial response. You want a if you will, a free radical response that causes the cells to produce more glutathione catalase and SOD inside them. And that is what you want and the benefit of exercise. So don't take an antioxidant beforehand, and they don't help with muscle soreness anyway, according to the data, and you negate some of the benefits if you have that aspirin beforehand as well. So avoid the antioxidants and even the anti-inflammatory drugs if you can beforehand. We have a couple more stories that I want to get to. Cotton swabs, don't put them in your eardrum. You shouldn't put anything inside your ear smaller than your elbow. Ear cotton swabs are still causing major ear perforations, especially among teenagers and 19 to 36-year-olds. I guess they got no smarts anymore. I only was joking about that. Popular sugar additive, new additive, trehalose, T-R-E-H-A-L-O-S-E. We didn't used to have it, but and that was because it was too expensive to produce. But over the last 10 years, we've had it, and because they've learned how to produce it from corn. Problem? Yeah, big problem is somehow Clostridium difficile love it. Clostridium difficile are a bacteria that causes a lot of damage to your gut and to you, can kill people. And 29,000 patients died within 30 days of being diagnosed with it, according to the CDC. So what's the key? Avoid trehalose. Read the labels. If you see T-R-E-H-A-L-O-S-E on the label, don't have it. You shouldn't have anything with sugar additives anyway. How do we stop smoking? Well, it turns out big tobacco is a real problem. And they're using these clickbait ads on social media. And the kids who tune in have about large percentage, about a 30% more likely to start smoking because they clicked on one of those clickbait ads. Tell your kids, don't do it. No matter what's free, don't click on a tobacco ad. That's our key for today. Coming up in this segment, James Murphy is our guest on 874B. He's from UC San Diego, a radiation oncologist with an unusual view on lung cancer therapies. He says, well, I'm going to let you listen and download 874B because he has a ton of wisdom about that. Coming up, 875 is B is the Mind Diet from Martha Morris from Rush University in Chicago. She's the one who's done a ton of work on this. The Longevity Diet by Dr. Walter Longo is 876B. What a great interview, I'll bet he gives. He's talking about this wonderful diet that I've talked about for a long time. And coming up after that, 877, is microbiologist Kiran Krishnan, who's done a groundbreaking study on probiotics and leaky gut syndrome. We'll be back with all of those. You can download those every Tuesday. A new News of the Week is released, and especially what it means for you, and a new guest interview, sensational guest that Donna lines up, our producer. I want to thank Randall for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another set. Do download the guest interview. Thanks for listening.